Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Coverage starts right here on the Fan Sports Network. Oregon Ducks, home of the Ducks. Coverage starts at noon on Saturday. Get you the Ducks pregame show. Andy Dirt Johnson, Anthony Q. Newman, Dusty Caesar's Palace will be there for you on the pregame. Toss it over to the Duck crew, Joey Mack, Jerry, and Jorgie on the call. Postgame coverage, Joe Fisher the third. Jordan Schultz wall-to-wall as the Ducks take on the Dukes of James Madison this Saturday in the first college football playoff game held at Autzen Stadium. Should be an absolute wild time. When Andy Johnson was leaving as we were doing the trade over, I caught his attention, looked him in the eye, and I said, hey, bud, have fun. You know, looked him in the eye and said, enjoy yourself, because no matter who you're playing, if it's James Madison or if it was going to be Alabama or Notre Dame, and according to Nick Saban, it should be Notre Dame. Of course it should be. Just have a moment where you take a look around and realize to yourself, it is December 20th at 5 o'clock and I'm at a game at Autzen Stadium that my season is on the line for. That's a pretty rad situation. And I am envious of you and your team.
I asked him on Monday, like, how are you feeling about this game? Are you excited? Like, he's like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's a college football. And again, this wasn't like me, like, are you excited? It was like, I'm just trying to get the tenor of a guy who just bleeds green and yellow, because
trying to find out if he's excited knowing that this should be a blowout.
Yeah. And he was like, it's going to be a 4-hour party with 60,000 of my closest friends.
I think that's the best way to look at it. Like, I think it is.
And again, it's a college football. It's not the biggest game that's ever been played there, but it might be the coolest in the sense of
it might be
it's
the coolest
a playoff game.
And that's what I've tried to ask. When we've talked to Tyson Alger or other Duck fans, or just kind of open ended on this show, kind of asking, like, is this the biggest game in Oregon history? And no, you've played in national championships before and Rose Bowls, etc. But I think you nailed it. It might be one of the coolest games you've ever played. And as this game starts to flow out. You know, the metrics say that the James Madison Dukes have one of the best defenses in the country. So then let's start there, and I'll go there. And I think from Duck's standpoint, Will Stein, that offense, I think you want to punch them in the face and punch them in the face early, because you can see an opponent kind of stagger back a little bit. If you can get Noah Whittington on a nice 35-yard run to the house, boy, that'd light up that crowd real quick. If Dante can throw a ball down the field, let's say DeCorian's on the field, you know, we don't know yet. That's probably going to be a game time decision. Let's say he's not, okay? And let's say it's McClellan. Throw him the ball, get him, you know, to get a 25-yard play. He's down at the 4-yard line, turn it to Jordan Davison, pound that sucker in, and go up 14-0 in the first quarter. Get out in a hurry, punch him in the face,
take the life
and don't look back.
Yeah, that's the thing is,
Be more aggressive than you've ever been in a game.
Upsets occur when you let the lesser team hang around.
Truth.
And if you do that, you go back to the Idaho game. Was that 2 years ago? Last year? Was that last year? Last year.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, the Idaho game. You let them hang around.
Mm-hmm. Because Echo was there.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can never get their names right. Elko, thank you.
You let them.
Elko's at A&M?
Yeah, A&M.
No, it was the dude at New Mexico was at Idaho.
Yes.
Eck.
Ugh. There you go.
Sorry.
I thought you were saying Elko and you caught me off.
No, my bad. Yeah. I derailed you. I'm going to screw those names up for the rest of my life.
But you let them hang around. That's what happens. If you let teams hang around, all of a sudden, the pressure's not on them. They're playing with house money.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Oh, they have nothing to lose.
No.
That's how they approach this game. Now, what'll be interesting, I know I can sit there and I say, be aggressive. Be more aggressive than you've ever, ever been on offense. That's not really how Will Stein's gone about this season. You know, Now, I don't know if they're really looking at James Madison like they do Indiana, Iowa, Penn State, USC. But I also don't think they're looking at him like Oregon State, Oklahoma State, Northwestern. That being said, I don't know what Stein and the offense will do, because history has shown this season in big games, which this is a big game, even though the spread is 21, this is a big game. Will Stein has shown us patience. As I was joking earlier, be smart. Mm-hmm. Don't get over your skis.
Which kind of flies in the face of going out and being super aggressive and trying
it's to... It's the exact opposite of what I'm saying. And maybe that's why they inevitably don't do that, because that's not what we do. That's not what we do here. And do you want...
Does that change, though, as you're pivoting away from Stein?
Is now the time to act out of character? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true.
College football playoff, probably not the best place to do that.
Probably not the best place to do that.
But the interesting thing is you have this game against JMU and you expect that they're going to handle things the way that you expect. But then they go into Texas Tech, and at that point in time, both LaPoy and Stein are both probably, if they're 50-50 right now, they're 75-25.
In what?
As far as, like, foot out the door.
Yeah.
Transfer portal opens up, they're going to new jobs.
Yeah.
And you're probably starting to hand stuff off to new guys. Those are the things that you start kind of popping up about, because JMU is dealing with this right now with their
McChesney.
Coaching staff is leaving, and they're probably going to lose a lot of players with where he goes, and... You wonder just how many of those guys are going to do that with the Ducks, but they're offensively and defensively with those guys. I'm sure they're going to take a couple. I mean, it's not...
But probably no starters to where Chesney could take starters.
Sure. But I do wonder about those implications on this game. Because on the NFL side of things, we talked so much in the early season about the Detroit Lions and losing both their coordinators and how different it was. And they had a ramp up for that.
Mm-hmm.
This is a, in season, in playoff, this is a change. And I wonder... Just how much of their identity stays true, stays whole. Like, I'm not saying this is like a I want to see this happen, and LaPoy and Stein, I can't believe this. It's like, no, this is a part of life. They're human. Like, they're going to have other things that they're doing. Like, they have other jobs now. And I wonder if any at all impact is going to be there and how they both go about attacking this. And because this idea of like, oh, they're 100% in on the Ducks. No, they're not. No, they're not. And it's okay to say that.
That's just human. That's just natural human.
They have other jobs.
Yeah. As far as this game goes, I do think Stein will play it cool. I don't think he'll be as aggressive
slow
as
steady.
I want him to be. Sure. I think so, too. It's just the identity. And I will tell you, the end of the third quarter, it's 31-3. Dante's out of the game. Final score, 34-10. 34-13.
Oh, careful.
What?
One of those is a push. The other one's a cover.
I'm not worried because I don't gamble. I will say it's 31-3. Dante, Noah, starters get pulled, backups come in near the
start
end of the third
protect.
Quarter. Start protecting guys, get them healthy, and maybe a backdoor touchdown to cover the spread for you poor gamblers out there. I'll say 34-10.
By the way, ESPN's got it at 20.5.
20.5, there you go.
The hook.
The hook is here.
The hook came in.
The hook came in. But see, I like that more from an Oregon standpoint.
Yes,
than
that's
a
what
James
I mean.
Madison.
Like,
yep.
We were talking when we had Cannell on Wednesday.
Money must have come in on JMU.
Yeah, I asked him, I'm like, do you need the hook here? Do you need the 21.5? Do you need the 20.5?
Probably. 20.5 tells me that everyone thinks that what I think. Oregon wins. Yeah.
But
a backdoor.
Backdoor cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 20.5 makes me lean Oregon.
20.5, yeah, for sure. I might go up to A&A.
I
got the next 10 days off, baby.
It's so dumb that half point does that, but like that's where I'm at with this. Mm-hmm. Like that's how close I think that number is. I could be wrong, but I feel like that's pretty spot on.
I'll be interested to see if they do anything to get prepped for Texas Tech. You know, it's just hard to recreate that Tech defense in a game like this.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. If this were like Iowa before you played Texas Tech, I think you could do a lot with it.
I mean, JMU has dudes, but it's dudes on a different level.
Yeah, just a missed field goal. Dude, this bowl game, NC State on Memphis right now, it's already 21-0 in the second quarter.
Both these games have been sideways.
Yeah. Ugh.
Bowl season, baby!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.